Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 6th of May, The King in the House of Prayer. On a visit to Jerusalem to keep the Feast of Passover, Jesus was moved to wrath when he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers doing business. They had specifically set up their businesses in the court of the Gentiles, restricting the access of the Gentiles to this place of prayer. Jesus went into a deep and very physical expression of rage because of this. He made a whip of cords and drove these vendors and their livestock out of the temple. Furthermore, he poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house is a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." When the disciples saw Christ's actions, they remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up." The king's wrath is against every alternative and entrepreneurial agenda in the church that impacts upon a person's participation in the fellowship of Yahweh's intercession and travail. There must be no entrepreneuring of the word under the guise of offering. Rather, its ministry should invite a hearer into a fellowship with the presbytery, whose fellowship, by the Spirit, is with the Father and the Son. This is the principal context of prayer, which Jesus identified as the secret place. Following the last Passover, as he prayed on the Mount of Olives, Jesus said to the Father, "I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." Jesus had completed his earthly ministry and was now embarking on the next step of his journey as the Alpha and Omega of God's covenant purpose. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 2 verses 13 to 17, Luke chapter 19 verse 46, 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, John chapter 17 verses 4 and 5, and Revelation chapter 22 verse 13. For further study, John chapter 2.